Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Join us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, there's a lot of media interest these days in alternative proteins. We're hearing a lot of talk about that. It's a good bit of reporting. How does this really relate back to the efforts of the Beef Checkoff and your marketing efforts?
Well, first of all, it's important to know that the Beef Checkoff cannot market beef by disparaging other products. But what we can do is we can correct misinformation and promote the benefits of beef, and that's what we're doing. So regarding consumer attitudes about meat alternatives, Checkoff-funded meat market research has found that consumers consider beef one of the very best sources of protein, actually the best source, and plant-based and lab-grown alternatives are ranked much lower. So while there's interest in some of these substitutes among other consumers, research shows that those who have tried them did so while continuing to enjoy beef. So in other words, very few, if any, are replacing the beef they love with substitutes, and I think that's important. But the Beef Checkoff on a state and national level is leveraging the iconic Checkoff-funded Beef It's What's for Dinner brand to tell the story of real beef, and the people who produce it. And we believe these efforts showcase the unique attributes of beef to distinguish them from all other protein choices. But new advertisements using tongue-in-cheek humor and beef swagger help address alternative choices. But in Oklahoma, we have showcased these ads on billboards and through our own social media. We're also working to share the story of Oklahoma's farming and ranching families while addressing such topics as sustainability and animal care on our website and through social media. We encourage producers to check it out at oklabeef.org.
Thanks, Heather. Again, that's oklabeef.org. And, of course, a lot of great information for producers at Cattleman's Corner. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.